from the Bedouin life in the sand dunes to the seafaring fishermen and pearl divers of the Gulf. The Qataris have always been rooted to their environment. El Wakra, 22 kilometers south of central Doha, is one of the oldest continuously inhabited areas on the peninsula. Now, the city of more than 265,000 people will soon welcome fans attending World Cup matches at El Janoub Stadium.
As a local, national Qatari, living in Wakra, a former player, and as an engineer, this particular stadium is a proud. We are all are proud of having this entity in Al Wakra area.
Connoisseurs of architecture will recognize the creative force behind the curves. Iraqi-British architect Zaha Hadid. She died in 2016. The Pritzker Architecture Prize winner was the only woman to design a Qatar 2022 stadium.
The external part of this stadium is like a shell, while the internal stadium, it is look like a ship with all these columns and the way the curvatures that she did. And she also realized that 20 miles from here, we have sand dunes.
Hadid visited El Wakra numerous times to ensure her stadium captured the essence of Qatar's landscape and history. A school, park, and a facility for reception surrounding El Janoub are now transforming the city for the future.
I was here when it was desert, until as what you can see like this. And the message that I want just to pass from my experience with people who visited here, they really their impressions and their whatever they know about Qatar, it become far, far different than what they were expecting.
At the end of the World Cup, El Janoub Stadium will downsize. Half of its 40,000 seats will be removed and donated to a country in need of sports facilities. Yet the hope is its imprint on this city will still loom large. Natasha Ghanem, Al Jazeera, El Wakra, Qatar.